sich Gott. And he's not an honest scumbag. Hadn't been considered an honest scumbag, he wouldn't be hired out. So he's considered a shady, not an honest scumbag. But why is he put there over there? Because since the best man's God, he relied on the holy of the best means, and since best didn't realize this mistake, so best is not the sheik anymore. So mainly he is not considered the sheik either. So what is he considered? Amazing. So does it make sense? I mean, can we consider him amazing? We certainly are not going to give him mise. We certainly not going to. I mean, all right, we say Pachaya, yes, we buy as a soy. We certainly not high chorus. We wouldn't say, just since he relied on Bezdin, and Bezdin is, he realized his mistake. So, Kimis Kahuda. So, he is also considered as amazing. So, I think he's amazing, but he's high chorus. So, of course, you wouldn't say he's high chorus. He's a shady. And he's an unfortunate shady. What should he do? I mean, he relied on the Pshat of Bezdin. Bezdin realized his mistake, but he doesn't know that Bezdin realized his mistake. Why should he be considered as lazy? And if he is considered as lazy, so let him be high chorus. Of course, that doesn't make sense. How can he be high chorus? He doesn't know. There is no malice, no intention, no evil intention. He doesn't know. So why should he be high chorus if he doesn't know? So what's the Pshat? So obviously, the second Boshin Ramban holds that the reason as to why he is not highly called, even though generally Yoch Chosko was Bezdin is considered Shehi, because here, since he was taking Bezdin, and Bezdin is not a Sheik anymore, so he cannot be considered a Sheik either. So what is he considered as amazing? Now, if he's amazing, let him be. Chayv Kores, so the answer is there are two pturim. There are two pturim of Nisei. One ptur of Nisei is Shevik. Shevik is potter of Nisei. Only Mezid is Chayv Nisei. As a matter of fact, in respect to Mrs. Bezdin or Malkes, so Mezid means Hashoye too and Kavos Hashoye, not just Mezid. But in respect to Kores, Mrs. Shamayim, Mezid means just Mezid. Mezid is aware of the Nisei. So then he's considered amazing. So, but if he's a shegeik, so then he's potter of onshin. If he's a shegeik, he's potter of onshin. And then, as the Rambam says in Chasishis, the Gabei Ishes in some shegeik, that even though the Torah says, v'imul mitfos, hom mitfos mutaris, that anuso is mutaris mayim, it doesn't say anything about shegeikas is mutaris mayim. But the answer is, every shegeik, so Shevik also has a dinenis. He's not an unzgomor of being completely faultless, but there is an element of anus in every Shevik. And that gives him a dinenis vis-a-vis onshin. It doesn't give him a dinenis vis-a-vis kor. They are only an unzgomor. But it gives him a dinenis vis-a-vis onshin. So every Shevik has a din of onus too. And onus is also potter. Some melee. Every Shegeik is potter of onshin, is potter of onshin, of Mise, of Malkes, of Mise, Shemayim, of Kores, for two reasons. First of all, because there is a special halacha, the Shegeik is potter. And then, as the Rambam says, Shehashgogo Tzadein is Yeshbo, so mainly if he doesn't know that it's Oseh, so he's not really at fault. He is a little bit at fault, but he's not culpably at fault. So, in other words, so the Mele, he has a din onus. And onus is potter of onshin. So the Mele, this is what the second question Ramban says. This is our question. The reason Gep Shimon holds that Yochid Chos of Yoaz is this high. That the fact that he was stated the best, that does not give him a din of onus gomp. Because there is still an element of neglect in it. So he does not have a din of an onus gomor. But so Mimele, since he doesn't have a din of an onus gomor, so Mimele, he's chayev kom because he's a sheik. But so he's chayev kom. Mashiach in the case of Yochid Chos, Alpi Yoaz Bezdin. So, and then Bezdin realizes, found out its mistake. So just as the Bezdin is not considered to have been shady, to be shady, because they already know, so the Yochid, who was still in Bezdin, is not considered to be shady either. So what is it considered? It's considered to be amazing. And Korm, only shady can be this high Korm. Amazing cannot be Korm. Now you see that, let's say, in the case of Zohar Daladamis, and then, so, so if someone was Erek, a Chayfetz, in the Shusarabi, Mitchilas Dalet was Erek Dalet, and he was a Sheik, he didn't know it was Shabbos, and after the ball passed to Ames, so he reminded himself that it's Shabbos, that it's Shabbos. So only if it's Chilosim is Erek Mishkov, so it's Chayim Kov. But if it's his Chilosim Mishkov, he said it in Mezid, even he cannot stop it, so he's further off Korm. So could you? So why? Because half of the Maisa Avene, he's amazing. But what kind of amazing is he? Could you say that in the second half of the Maisa Avene, he's more at fault than the first half of the Maisa Avene, just because he all of a sudden out of the blue sky he became aware of the fact that he chants. So he's not more at fault. So, but still, he's part of Korm. Why? Why is he part of Korm? Only if Chilosim is Seifei. Only if Chilosim is Seifei Bishgogo, so it's Chayim Korm. But if it's Chilosim Bishgogo, he's Seifei Mezid, even by Zeirei, where he couldn't stop it. Not only by Navi, but even by Zeirei, where he couldn't stop it. So, he doesn't really Korm. Why? Because he's not Sheik. In half of the Maisa Avere, at the end of the Maisa Avere, he was amazing. But is he at fault for being amazing at the second half of Maisa Avere? He is not any more at fault than one who remained the Sheik all the time. But it's a halacha. Only Sheik is highly calm. Mezid is not highly calm. So even in the first Aladamis, the first two Amis, he was a Sheik. For the second two Amis of the Dalai Lamas, he was amazing, he's part of Korm. So here too, Al-Pidin, if someone is still the best, so once the best becomes amazing, he also has a Shemezi. So Mimele, since he has a Shemezi, Korm can be brought by Sheik, not by someone who's amazing. But then you ask, what is Michael Torres? He's amazing. The answer is, Onus is part of Korm. And not only Onus Korm is part of. Even one who has a din on us, and the every sheik is not, he has a din on us. So the melee, in this case too, true, he's amazing. On account of the fact that the best is already amazing. So he has been amazing, but it's not considered to be Bihotsky common. Since every shgobo is Tadein Sheishbo, so that means a sheik is considered Chaloibatze. A sheik is considered shloim betzeret. In order to be chayiv kores, one must be amazing and must be drotz. But if he's a sheik, if he himself is a sheik, even though al pidin, on account of the fact that he's still the best, so he's considered amazing. So he's considered amazing, but he's not considered drotz. So kores is not chayiv because he's not drotz, and chatos is not chayiv either. Because he's not a sheik. So where do you see that? So you see that where he was zeirik a chayfet mitchila dalet sein dalet, he was a sheik, and then before the anochet, and when he was out of his control, so he reminded himself that it is Shabbos. So he's amazing, but you won't say that it is the rotzin, the second dalet, the second to Amis is the rotzin. It's beyond his control. Mavio, he will be gerotzen. Because he can stop it, he can stop at the end of two Amis. But by Zeirik, he cannot stop. So, the Chosel Adure, so the Mele, it's not gerotzen. So, Beinus it is. It's not in his gombo, because every Sheik is not in his gombo. But has a dinner in it. So here too, Chorus is put there, but at the same time, he's not highly calm according to the second motion, because since he was still in Besdin, and Besdin found out his mistake, so mainly he also does not have a din of Shegig, and he has a din of Besdin.
Shu Ayin Dalin Shabbos Chof Iyur He Tov Shalom Zayin, May 8th, 1977, on Sunday.
Over the Teitzves, a few Teitzves here, and then I want to discuss the Rambam in connection with Yochid Shoser Beruaz Bez, because it seems that the Rambam has a different text. Now, the Teitzves, Zayin Yochid, Zayin Yochid. Rav Meir and Rav Yudah Mechayim, that's how they play them in days. Mashi Hikshar Ivo, Amai Le'amrin Echad Tzach Marachon Le'shnayim Shlosh Gam Tateifka, Mifor Ezo Perik Al Gay. Now, here Tetzves, it's not Mifor Ezo, but the Tetzves Arosh mentions here two terutz. In other words, why don't we say, Ligabi Yimochi, Ligabi Chatos, just as the Mora says, Ligabi Keita, that Chatos Echo Ben Rachmona Vishnayim Yushli Shokif. So here I should say, Kifar Echo Ben Rachmona Vishnayim Yushli Shokif. So here we should also say, Chatos Echo Ben Rachmona Vishnayim Yushli Shokif. Now, the thesis of Rosh says, gives to the Rutsi. V'yesh lechalek bin momin hamitnu lechavere yuvin kov. That's one text. V'yei dichim dicholechot chayif kores be mazed, so we hope in Kapora also was. So one tendency is here, we cannot say, Rushnaim Shlish Hatoyes, as we say, we got the Kiev. Because Kiev is more than a little Havay. Here it's called, what's the difference? So it appears from this basis now, the Gemara has a Shire as to whether whether Kufre is Kapore or Kufre Momed. So at first, the Gemara in Makkes wants to say that it's a Machlikes, the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Shmuel, Gnoisha, Rabbi Yechiel, and Breik. Why? Because Rabbonon say that Kifer represents the Dmei Nizik. What does Kifa mean? In other words, if Reuven Sheva killed Shimei, so then Reuven has to pay Kifa. How much? So the Chachonim say, we appraise the value, the domi of the Nerek, of Shimei. Rabbi Shmuel Bishamik says that we appraise the value of the Mazik, of Ruf, how much he would be worth as an Eved. So then the Gemara says, so not words, so the Gemara at first in Makkes wanted to say that Rabbi Shmuel Bleish Rabbi Yechiel ben Breike, Rabbi Shmuel Bleish Rabbi Yechiel ben Breike, so he holds that it's Kapore, so Memele is Mimazik, whereas the Chachomim hold that it's Momet. So maybe it's Menizik. So the Gemara says no. The Kul Al make Kufre Kapore. But the Machlekes is how does the Kapore? What does the Kapore consist of? So according to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Shalvich and Breike, so the Kapore consists of the Mazik paying the domim of the Mazik, and according to Chachomim, the Kapore consists of the Mazik paying the domim of the Nizik. So this is what the Gemara says. Anyway, so that means that we can say that both agree that Kufre is Kapor. Kufre Kapor. Still there is a Machlikes, or whether it's Mimazik or Mimizik. Now, so if we say that it's Momed, then the Chiv of Kefer means compensation for the habit of the Nizik. Whom does he pay? He pays the Yoshi. He pays compensation. But even if we say that Kufre Kapore So it still could be compensation for the habit of the nizik. But the kapore, consists in paying compensation. In paying compensation for the arid of the nizik. But even if it's kapore, so the kapore consists in paying compensation for the arid of the nizik. Now, of course, if we are to say that kufra mameile, then the essence of the chiyuv is to compensate the yoshim of the nerik for the arid. But even if we say kufre kapore, so the kapore consists in paying compensation to the yoshim of the nerek for the nerek. So Mimele, this is what the Rosh says. V'yesh l'chalil b'momen hamita l'chavei re'l'ikor. By kefer, even though kufre kapore, even if we say that kufre kapore, so the chiyuv is a chiyuv of paying compensation to the yoshim of the nerek. So Mimele, there is no... The Torah is mechayev compensation, one compensation, not two compensations. There is no such thing. Mashirim kei, here it's a kapore. So here it's a kapore, a korm. So each one has to have a kapore and bring a korm. So if two did the meloche, why shouldn't both be mechuyev and bring the kapore? That's the first one. Then the second one is, v'chim v'cholechot chayev kores v'nezit, צורך להובי כפורוסי על שלוגוסי. צורך להובי כפורוסי על שלוגוסי. In other words, what does it mean? That since everyone is chayev kores b'meizi, so b'meile is צורך להובי כפורי על שלוגוסי. מה שאין כן אומר דייה, so no one is מחויב כורס. No one is מחויב כורס על הדייה. But the Torah says, גם בו לפי מוס, Gambol of humus. What does humus mean? Misa v'shamayim. So it's the same thing. So what difference does it make? Just as here, we couldn't say, lo yishnayim shon shchatois, because after all, everyone is mechuyev v'kapore. So over there too. So over here, so by kefa too, everyone is mechuyev misa v'shamayim. And by giving kefa, he'll redeem the chiyuv misa v'shamayim. So the Meire, so both should bring be mechuyev to bring it here. What's the pshat? Now, I probably mentioned it. I don't remember when I mentioned it this year, but previous years I certainly mentioned it more than once. There is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra. When the Torah says gambol of humus, so the gambol of what does gambol of humus mean? Misa v'shamayim. In kefa yishas olov. So the Torah says he has to pay kefa. Suppose he doesn't pay kefa. Is he chayav misa v'shamayim? And only if he pays kefa, so that redeems the chayav misa v'shamayim. But if he doesn't pay kefa, in achanam is mechuyev misa v'shamayim. The Rashba Mechumash says in achanam. Gambol of humus means he's chayav misa v'shamayim. The owner of the axe, who didn't watch his axe, and because of that the axe killed a human being, so he's chayav misa v'shamayim. He was negligent. But if he pays kefer, that removes the chayav misa v'shamayim. By paying kefer, he redeems the chayav misa v'shamayim. But if he doesn't pay kefer, he's chayav misa v'shamayim. The Ben Ezra says no. The Ben Ezra says, gambol of humus means ro hoyu liyos chayav misa v'shamayim. Elo sha'atiroch he was a kefer. In other words, the reason as to why the Torah was mechayim kefer is in order that he shouldn't be chayim misa v'shamayim. And if there hadn't been a chiyuv of misa v'shamayim, so then there would be, and if there hadn't been a chiyuv of kefer, then the imam should be chayim misa v'shamayim. So it's mashma from the thesis of Rosh that he agrees with the Ibn Ezra, not with the Rashbam Shir. Because if he agrees with Ibn Ezra, then we can understand. They, here, we cannot say לא ישנאי בשול שחטוי איס, דחים תחולה אחות חיים כורת במייזי, צורך לא מכפור על שגוגו עושה. או בבית בי חטוס. מה שאין כן היה, מה שאין כן היה, so there is no חיוב מסל שמיים. The חיוב מסל שמיים takes off the חיוב מסל שמיים. Not the תשלומים of, the חיוב תשלומים of כיפה takes off the חיוב מסל שמיים. Not the תשלומים of כיפה takes off. But if the תפסרוש agreed with the Rashbam, so that means as long as he doesn't pay, each one is chayv mizeh shamayim. So just as over there we cannot say v'lo shnayim shol shchatoyes, because he needs a kapore. So has kamo v'chamo here. Here he needs even a bigger kapore. Over there, even if he doesn't bring the chatos, all right. So he will be exposed to onshin mizeh shamayim, but not kores. There is no kores. Alachaskama v'chamo here, according to the Rashbam, if he doesn't pay the keifer, so then there is a chiyuv of misli shamayim. There's a chiyuv of misli shamayim. So we may, so we shouldn't say lo shnayim v'shol shkufis. So it's mashma from the Rosh that he agrees with the shite of the Venezuela. All right. Now, what do you take? We hold in Lokash Vasei, so we price tvei mehanoch, משום שהוא מיעוט אחרון שבפוסק. ובהופלי. Now, what does this mean? ובהופלי. Now, this makes good sense according to what I said last time. That from Rashi it appears that the whole, even though we have several psukim, and according to Rav Meir, all the three psukim deal with Shnayim Shos, Shnayim Shos, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon. So in other words, according to Rav Shimon. So all the three psukim deal with Shnayim Shos, and according to Rav Yehuda, so two psukim deal with Shnayim Shos. But in final analysis, we said there is only one halacha of Baseisa Kulov and Baseisa Mitzos. So, if it's a case of Zerikya Bezeminiyah, then certainly it's Mitzos Melacha, it comes with the index as a posik. But if we didn't have another posik, so I would say, when one is a Ruven, is a Kyanshim and Maniyah, so each one does a fraction of the Melacha. So, maybe it's what? Mashenkin, if two carry out the Chayimes together, so each one does the whole Melacha. So the Mele, the Ptur of Baseisa Kulu, Baseisa Mitzoso, has no application. I would say like that. But since we have an extra Pasik, or two extra Psukim over and above, the Pasik of, that is Mimai, Zeikam Zemeniach, so the Mele we say that not only in the case of Zeikam Zemeniach, so it's considered that each one is doing the fraction of Moche, but even in the case of Shnayim Shos, Ze Yochel Ve Ze Yochel, there too it's considered that each one does have a Meloche. And according to Rav Shimon, even in the case of Ze Yochel Ve Ze Yochel, it's still considered as if each one does have a Meloche. So in final analysis, Bein according to Rav Yehuda, Bein according to Rav Shimon, wherever there is a Ptur of Shnayim Shos, why is it put there? Because it's, each one doesn't do a whole Meloche, each one does a half. The question is, in the case of two individuals carrying out a beam, does it mean that each one did a whole meloche or each one did half a meloche? So that depends upon the droshes of the psukim. But in final analysis, everything emanates from the aloche of asiyas kol amloche, not asiyas mixes amloche. So the mail of this, what he says, we hold in lokat basis of the price of three mehanoch, mishum sheu miut achrin shevi posik. Because it's all a shaila whether, even if it is deduced from another milut in the same posik. But in final analysis, the shaila is as whether it comes within the Xer Sakosu of Aseiso Kulo Velo Aseiso Mitzos. Velo Yodavi, the Amai Nokat Bimunzer Rav Shimon, Yochit Shosa Chayel, Velo Nokat Lishne Velo Yil, Hoises Kulo Hoises Mitzos. Vishemo Vishna Vishnaim Shosu Pturim Mashmatvei Afu Zeni Yochel Zeni Yochel. So that's why he uses that expression. in connection of Zayin Yochel Zimuch. Chad Yehute Zayin Kem Zemniach. Vizze Kosafei Sachas Uko Chaveire Kosafei Shiyo. Why was it done to say Chad Yehute Zayin Kem Zemniach? Oy, Kosafei Sachas Uko Chaveire Kosafei Shiyo. So he says, if Reuven likes one of us, let's say, together they wrote Av, Aleph Beis, but Reuven wrote Aleph, and Shimon wrote Beis, so then we don't have to resort to a posik, to a mirut. So he says, because we say that we have a position in Israel, like, oh, Allah, it's so, and I'm not, 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 I'm not. So, so I would say that the Torah was marked only on Itzoye and Achnosi, even without them. What's the Pshat in Teisves? The Pshat in Teisves is because there is a aloche, the Chiurim aloche in the Shem Sinai. So all Chiurim, whether Chiurim in Achire, or Chiurim, Chiurim in Momen, or Chiurim in Meloche, so it's all aloche in the Shem Sinai. Chiurim aloche in the Shem Sinai. So the Mele, Shtei Yitzies, that's a Shio. That's a Shio. So the Mele, so that also is included in the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai of Shiurim. So we know mitzad Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, we know that in order to be higher upon the score of Geisei, there is a certain Shiur. There is a certain Shiur. So even if there hadn't been a mute of Baseiso, I would know that there is a certain Shiur. And if it's less than that Shiur, so he's potter. Masha'im kein zeigya is a meniach. That is not shiurim. This is the aloche of Akira. Aloche is descriptive of the nature of melechas etzoyim. It's not a meniach shiurim. So memele, if we didn't have the posik, if we didn't have the posik vaseisa kula vaseisa miktoso, I would say that he is chayev without aloche. But zekos apisachas and then chaveir kosapis shniyo. So that Shiurim, so without the posik, because of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai of Shiurim, Aloch L'Mishim Sinai would know. Hoche Gassin, V'Rav Shimon Yochid Chosso V'Yoraz Bezdin Ritzoz Ho, V'Rav Gassin Rav Shimon Ritaim, Doma Yochid Chosso V'Yoraz Bezdin Chayef, Tipi Yorit Nuntres, Dot Nam Behebe V'Rekam Yedei Eriyes, Holach Ros Al Pien Beni V'Yikav Chosom V'Yoroi V'Yikav Chosom Rav Shimon Peite Umfor Shtai Betei L'Bezdin Onus. So we went over last time, the two Rishenes, the two Terutzim that the Ramban mentions, even though the Ramban doesn't agree with the Terutzim, but the two Terutzim that the Ramban mentions. So Teisves, because of that shit of Rav Shimon in Heres, says that the right Gersim is Yochid, Rav Shimon, Yochid, just because best Loitzorko, and he rejects the Gersim that we have in our text. And Rav Shimon that says Yochid Chosu Biroz Bez Mechayev, because from that Mishnah it says it appears that Rav Shimon holds Yochid Chosu Biroz Bez is potter, but the Ramban mentions two Mishenes. So one Roshim, so both Mishenes assume that the right Gersay is Rav Shimon Ritaimei Doma Yochid Chosu Biroz Bez Mechayev. So why does Rav Shimon say in the Mishnah that Gimu in Eretz? Hold up, what's our fear? Bring the Kaparosan, bring the Loyal Kaparosan. So Rav Shimon paid there. So one Loshin, the Ramban says, one Teretz is, because over there, so the Reivat Zibur, the Dalpiem. So the Mele, there is a Chiyuv called Bobby Park. So the Mele, that is Matkiya, the Chiyuv of any other call. Other call, because there is a special call incumbent upon the Tzibur, upon Bez. So that is mafkiya the chiyuv of a kisvo, of a kisvo, of a, that the yochid has to be. That's the first act. The second act is the view of the fact that he was stealing the bezdin, and bezdin was niska, so the male, since he was stealing the bezdin, so when bezdin is niska, becomes cognizant of their mistake, so it's considered that he is also amazing. He is amazing. So then the question arose, what if Shachiv is amazing? So then he should be Chayiv Kores? The answer is, no, he's amazing, but he's anonymous also. Because, as the Rambam says in Chasishes, that Kodesh Gobo Tzadeves Yishbe. So in order to pater, so in order to be Chayiv a Korban, it is not enough that he has a Din of Anus. But he has to be a Shedek. And since he was still in Besdin, and Besdin is already amazing, so he, Alpidin, is also considered amazing. But Korah cannot be Kam Mechuyev, because every Shege besides, so he's potter of Korah for two reasons. First of all, because of his special aloche, the Cheyik is potter of Korah, and also because every Shgogo has a dinonus also. If the Shashgogo Tzademus Yesh. Alright. Now, the Rambach, it seems, now let's see, how does the Rambam explain this anymore? So first of all, the Rambam here is difficult. Here the Gemara says that Rabbi Yude, what does Rabbi Yude say? That Zein Yochel is Zein Yochel, so they're Aptur. Zein Yochel is Zein Yochel Chayom. Rabbi Shimon says even Zein Yochel is Zein Yochel also Aptur. So Rabbi Yude had the Mute Zein Kev Zemiyah. He had the Mute Zein Yochel with Zein Yochel. He had the Mute Yochel Chosu Beraz Bez. The Rabbi Shimon Yochel Chosu Beraz Bez Nechayim. Now, so that means that if we pass like Rabbi Yude, so we have to pass him that Yochi Chosabi Roaz Bezdin is Potter. We had the Mute Yochi Chosabi Roaz Bezdin. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yude, that Zay Yochi is a Yochi is Potter, but Zay Yochi is a Yochi is Chayim. So the Melee has to pass him in order to apply the Droshes. So, properly, so Memeli has to pass like Rabbi Yude that Yochit Yosef Biroz Bezdin is Potter, and the Rambam passes in Cheshgoge is that Yochit Yosef Biroz Bezdin is Chay. That's the Kash. Now the Rambam, so that Kash is written by Lachem Mishneh, Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, Haloche Tezach. So the Rambam says in Haloche Tezvov, Kol Haloche Shayochit Yochel Asis Yisod Bade, Viyosu Yisod Shnayim Yishutis, Bein Shosa Zem Mikzosot. וזה מקצוסו, בין שאו כזה אחים וכשזו, והניח ישן בשביל סחרס, בין שאו סויסו שניים כאחות, מתחילו בעצוב, כי כן שאו חזו שניים מקומס וכוסבו, או חזו קיקו, והציעו בשביל סלושו, סיים לפתור, זה יוחד וזה יוחד. ואם אין נלוח את הזיים, ואם אין אחות מהם יוחד לעשי סו לבדי, עד שהצטרפו, זה אם יוחד וזה יוחד, כן שניים שאו זה בקירו, והציעו בשביל סרבים, הויו ואין קיה ואחות מהם לעשי סו לבדי, ויוסו איסו בשביל פס, מתחילו בעצוב, שני חיובים בשביל אחות בשנייה. So the Kelachemishne, the Kash Posak Rabbi Yude. The Perek HaMatzdiah, the Lech Rapshimen, the Gmora Amri Nishom, the Rapshimen, the Lotem Yute Ksile, Nefesh Sechta, Acha Sechta, Masei Se Sechta, Chav Nemute Zeyika Vze Meniach, Chav Nemute Zeyochel Vze Yochel, Chav Nemute Zeyin Yochel Vze Neyochel, the Rabbi Yude, Chav Nemute Zeyika Vze Meniach, Vchav Nemute Zeyochel Vze Yochel, Vchav Nemute Yochel Chosek Vaz Bezn, Vrapshimen, Yochel Chosek Vaz Bezn, Chayev, Atkan, Vkoshe, Vchim Rabbeinu, Posak Rabbi Yude, Havelay, when we say the Yochit Joseph was best in Potter, we who possess the Ferik Yud Gimu, Milchish Goges, the Yochit Joseph was best in Chayet, Shekosav Shom, the Chayim Heiro, we also knew that call our peer, we need a Hashgogo, have it best in Turim, we who have me, Jos, Chayobim, we hold a hot bear of Mimchatose, even if best in Agodu passed it. That Chayet is Mutter. But not Reva Tziboros our peer, but Jos, Miuta Tziboros our peer. So each one of the Miut was who ate Chayet. So it has to bring the korb. So in other words, the Rambam Paschal, the Yochit Yosef Bezdin Chayev. How can it Paschal like Rabbi Yude? According to Rabbi Yude, so there is one miut that is mild, Yochit Yosef Bezdin. That's the kash. So Nire, the posad the Chayev ki Chachomi, because in here yes, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yude and the Chachomim over there. Rabbi Yude in here he says Yochit Yosef Bezdin Chayev. Is Potter, and he learns it out from this Pasik. And the Chachomim said, Yochit Yosef Biroz Bezdin is Chayev. Nila the Posak Haif Kahom, the Trigal in Rabu, the Trishay is. Lim Kenya Posak Kanki Rabu, do you Rabu have a spirit higher? Will you seek me? Will you seek him for us in Lao? Do you make a happy Mutte Yohachos Brothers? So he gives a very good tariff for the Mishnah. The Nila Litavis, in Kushiachas. The Ike be Pashni Shmaize. The Maikoma be more. Ike Klote Mute, Hadle Ike Muniach. We have no Ze Yochil, Ze Yochil. We have the Yochil also be as best. The Gimore says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have three miyuti. One miyut is mimayit, zeyit ozemniach. Another miyut is mimayit, zeyochel zeyochel. A third miyut is mimayit, yochel chosper asbez. Later, why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Yehuda has three miyuti? Just as the Gemara says, ligabi Rab Meir. So the Gemara says, מקסיב נפש סכתו, אחה סכתו, בסיר סכתו, תראי מי תקסיבה, חד למות איזה יקם זה מניח, וחד למות יוחד שעושה בבאז בסן. So, נעימה, דל רב יהודה, לא יהבה לתראי מיותה, חד לו זה יוחד, וזה יוחד, וחד לזה יקם זה מניח, וחדקו מה שום רמיה לתראי מיותה הרי. So just as the Gemara said, can say, אלו רמיה, that there are only two מיותים, why couldn't the Gemara say the same thing? I'll leave it with Rabbi Yehuda. There are only two miyutim, and one pasuk, just as Rabbi Meir has two miyutim. So the Gemara could say Rabbi Yehuda is my two things. From in other words, because nefesh achas is one thing, so yam mimayit, we have one miyut, and basei so yam mimayit, basei so sechto another miyut. So in other words, so one miyut is mimayit, zeikam zeimniach, and the other miyut is mimayit. Is the Mayit, Zeyochel, and Yochel Joseph of Azbezn, is Chaye. Why does the Gemara say that? Uitarit, Kushyezu, Emeir, the Bada Yitzchak, the Gemara of Emeir Maroche, we should look at Shem, the Assembly, and the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yochel Joseph of Azbezn, Potter. The only reason as to why the Gemara doesn't say the same thing, Ligabi Rabbi Yudas, it says Ligabi Rabbi Meir, because there is a Befeirish Ebraise in Heres, which says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yochid Joseph of Azbezni is Potter. So the Meile, so the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda has three droshes in this posse, because Rabbi Yehuda happens to say in Heres that Yochid Joseph of Azbezni is Potter. So the Vada Yitzchak Rabbi Gmor Lamei Maroche, Mishim Yehuda Heres, Al Minat Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Yochid Joseph of Azbezni Potter. The Om Roshom, Al Maslis Nom Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, Al Chachomim Im Rabbi Yochid Joseph of Azbezni Chaye, Mai Rabbi Yehuda Nitanye. So there is a price that Rabbi which Rabbi Yehuda says, Yochid Joseph of Azbezni is Potter. Ol Hoche Yitzchak Rabbi Gmor Lamei Mar, Dil Rabbi Yehuda Tlote Miute Habe. Adol Yiloi Habe Mashkat Tal Miute. Dil Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Potter. Habe Gmotzal Mimad Lumpay Nitrei Miute Habe. Kilikom Al Rameya. But if we didn't have, if the Gemara did not have a price which declares explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yochid Joseph of Azbezni Potter, then the Gemara could say, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing that the Gemara says, I'll leave it Rameya. In other words, there are only two miyutim. But the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda darshes three things from that passage. So the Mele, the Gemara tells us the Mitzias. But the Rabbeinu Ro lives in Kant Rabbi Yehuda behod is in Yochel is in Yochel, Mishim Rabbi Amisayelim, Abel behod Yochel Joseph of Azbezn, Posek the Chayef Kechachomim. But one din of Rabbi Yehuda has no logical connection with other din of Rabbi Yehuda. It just happens that Rabbi Yehuda says two things. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's Chilik on Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that Ze Yochel and Ze Yochel is also Chayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ze Yochel and Ze Yochel is Spot. But Ze Yochel and Ze Yochel is Chayev. And then Rabbi Yehuda happens to say that Yochel Joseph of Azbezn is Spot. And he deduces it from that passage. So the Mitzias is that Rabbi Yehuda learns out of Pipsukim. That's the Mitzias. But there is no logical necessity, no logical connection between one member of Rabbi Yehuda and the other member of Rabbi Yehuda. So as far as the member of Rabbi Yehuda, that Zeyochel v'Zeyochel is Poter, Zeyochel v'Zeyochel is Poter, so there we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And Zeyochel and Zeyni Yochel v'Zeyni Yochel is Chayev, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But as far as the other member of Rabbi Yehuda, which is logically not connected with this member of Rabbi Yehuda, as far as the other member of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yochel Joseph of Azbezni is Poter, So Rav Yehuda holds like that, but the Chachamim is achili kan Rav Yehuda. So the Meila seems the Rambam, he passes like Rav Yehuda in his machlekes against Rav Shimon, and Rav Meir he passes like Rav Yehuda. But in his machlekes with the Chachamim, and the question is whether Yochid Shosper is best, is Chaim or Poter, he passes like the Chachamim. So Meila, according to the Chachamim of Rav Yehuda, we'll have to say that the Chachamim of Rav Yehuda darshin two miyutim. The same way as the Gemara says, Alibed Rabbi. This is what it says. The Rabbi Ro lives in Kant Rabbi Yudeh, Bode Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel, Mishin Rabbi Yom Yisayelei, Abo Bode Yochel Chosu Bera Zbez. Posak, the Chayim, Chachomim, Mishin Yom, Roshom Beher, Yesudu Bera Yudeh. Our Chachomim, right, so this is very good Eretz. I mean, this is the Shemes Rabbi. Now, let's Teisves has the Girse, Teisves rejects the Girse that we have in our text. Rav Shimon, l'taymi doma yochid shosu beraz best nchayim. He rejects that girse. And Teisves girse is Rav Shimon yochid shosu beraz best nuitzorchov. But this is alibed Rav Shimon. The Rambam paskens like Rav Yehuda. Now let's see what girse the Rambam had. What girse the Rambam had here. Now, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon there and here is. Now, how is the Rambam passing? So the Rambam passing like Rav Lezer, not like Rav Shimon. Now let's see how the Rambam formulates this thing. Now, in Perek Yudalet Milchash Gog is Halocha Hei, the last Halocha. So the Rambam says as follows. Bezdin Sheheiru Bishgog, V'nei Dalehem Shgogoso, Ben Shehi Vikaparoson, Ben Shalo Yivi. So what does Rav Shimon say? Peter, they don't have to bring the call. So the one who is Eise, Alpiyon, it's not Mechiv call. But Rav Lezer says Sofik. So, what does it mean, Sofik? So, if it's Sofik, he has to bring an Oshim Tolu. So, the Rambam passes like Rav Lezer. He has to bring an Oshim Tolu, not like Rav Shimon, that he's Potter of the call. Bezdin Sheyo Bishgoro, Veneid Alehem Shgoro, so, Ben Sheyi Viu Kaparoso. Ben Sheyi Viu, Kolei Sekim Vi Roso, Sheposhto Be... שפושטו בריב הציבור, מאחר שיודו, הרי זה מי בי אושם טוב. הויו והויו לא יבישי. ואי אושם טוב? Either he's חייב או he's פוטר. אושם טוב you bring if somebody is בשייק. that is one of Tuchtiches, he doesn't know whether it is the Chayim and Shimon. On the table there were Tuchtiches, one was Chayim and Shimon. He ate one of the Tuchtiches, and we don't know whether he ate the Chayim and Shimon, Mishay ate. So he brings Rosh Tov. But here we know what he did. He ate Chayim. But he ate the Chayim. He ate the Chayim because of it was Besen. And Besen became cognizant of the mistake, but he didn't know that Besen found out that they had made a mistake. So Rabbi Lezer says so. So he brings a Rosh Tov. So why does he bring a Rosh Tov? Hoyu v'hoyu lo ilishe b'choleis al dvorim shenishachu b'Besen v'lo yishual harei ze ki mi shenistapik leim choto v'lo yichoto v'ame dvorim amorim v'mi shoyu im Besen b'mdino אבל משורו היורו ויהולך למדינו אחרס אבל פישור שעך שיודו פותר מפני שתורבן והרי אפשר לו להישאר ולא יריד אבל אני בלוצס אבל פישדה found out his mistake, so he ate chilet. And he was in the same city as Bez Nagoyli, he was not out of town. So in Meile, he was in a position to inquire from Bez Nagoyli, whether they changed their mind or not. And he didn't, so in Meile, he's high on Rosh Tov. But suppose he went overseas, and he was not in a position to find out that Bez Nagoyli had found out, had discovered his mistake. So then he's fine. Then even Reb Lezer agrees with Rav Shimon. Then even Reb Lezer agrees with Rav Shimon. Now we have to understand it. I mean, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. Yosha plays Bezir Beise Chayev. So there are, so what it means Chayev? And Hashem told. Holach Lelimdina Sayam Ipot. So then he is born. Now, what's the pshat in Reb Lezer? I mean, the way the Rambam explains it. Besten Sheiru Bishgoko, Vineda Lahem Shogoso, Ben Sheiri Kaparoson, Ben Sheiriu Kaparoson, Ben Shaloyiriu, Koloise Kepiroson, Sheposhto, the Reba Tsibo, Mahashiyodu, Hariz and maybe Oshenton. Hari Oshenton. So, Rabbi Balojana, in the Sif and the Shaiz of Judas, Chutam Shulesh, so he says, and Taisis Kashi. I mean, because the major girl said, the girl said, most worrying is, the Gersa that we have nowadays. Teisves rejects that Gersa because of that kasha of the Trapshima says. But in most Svarim, the Gersa is the way it's nowadays. The Rav Shimon, Yochich also be Roaz Bezdin is Chayev. And here the Gemara says, here the Gemara says, Yochich also Bezdin is Chayev, and there the Mishnah says, that the Olach was Alpi and Beni Viu Kaparoson, Beni Loi Viu Kaparoson, so it's fine. That's the Kashi. So, Chaim HaLoshinach, in Chutam Shulesh, gives the Teret, the Rambam's Girse was the way it's now text, not Teisve's Girse. In other words, that Rav Shimon Yochich also was based on Chayim. But then you ask, so why does he say that in the Mishnah, Holach was alpi and bein iviu kaproson, bein lo iviu kaproson. Is Rav Shimon paid here? Because over there, Rav Shimon has referenced the case where Bez Nagodl paskened, not an ordinary Bezin, but Bez Nagodl paskened, and then it's also Rivatzibur alpi. So in such a case, when Rav Shimon says, if Bez Nagodl paskened, and it's also Revatzibur al Pien, so then he's potter. Masha'in came, if an ordinary Bezin passes, or even if Bez Nagodl passes, but it's not Mispashto Revatzibur, then it's Chayev. So Meile, there is no stira. We see that the Rambam, this is what Reb Chaim HaLoshna says in Chutam Shulesh, we see that the Rambam holds that Reb Shimon only patterns in the case where Bez Nagodl passes the Chayev is Muter, and also Reb Atzibur Alpiyem. Because through the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. The Rambam passes like Reb Lezer. But Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon have reference to the same case. And the Rambam passes that if he was not in the medina acheres, so then he's chayim lashem tovu. But if he was in the medina acheres, then he's potter. Then Reb Elazar agrees with Reb Shimon. And in what context does he mention that he's potter if he was in medina acheres? Only if he bez nagodu pastened and poshto hoyrosom berei batzibo. So only in that case, Reb Shimon says potter. Mashein came in the case where an ordinary bezdin, not bez nagodu, bez nishol shleisho, bez nishol chalkimu, or even bez nagodu, but not poshto hoyrosom berei batzibo. So then he's chayev. So memeila, there is no spirit between Reb Shimon's din that says peiteir, and here the Gemara says Reb Shimon holds yochichol beres bezdin chayev, because here the Gemara is referring to a case where Yochicho also was best, not best nagodu, or even best nagodu, but not poshtori vatzibu. And Masheinke, there is higher, but the Masheinke and Reb Shimon in the Mishnah that Gimel Heres has reference to the case where best nagodu passed and is poshtori vatzibu. Alright, so this is what the Chutam Shor says, Reb Chaim Oshin. Now, but we have to understand the Shittas Rambam. Now, so you can say, it appears that Reb Chaim Oshin has teretz on Teisves Kashe is similar to the first Loshin in Rabban, but it's something else entirely. The Rabban, you see, emphasizes the fact that there is a kapor, that it emphasizes the fact in Rab Shimon because they are mechuyev and are called mipa. So mele that is mafkiyadach yuri. But Reb Chaim Oshin says something else. He says something else. He says that where Bez Nagod, where Bez Nagod, he doesn't say it, but this is probably what he means. Where Bez Nagod passed in the Tchir of his Mutter, and it's pushed to Berei Batzibur, so then he's Potter because he's an Ordinary, according to Reb Shimon. So according to Reb Shimon, if Bez Nagod passes the Tchir of his Mutter, and he's pushed to Berei Batzibur, so he's always an Ordinary, even if he was in the same city with Bez Nagod. He's also knows. Masha'in came to Blazer, he holds, it all depends. If he's out of town, out of the Medina, then he's an onus. But if he was in the same place with Bez Nagodl, so then he's a sophikonus. He's a sophikonus. So it's not the same teretz that the first washing in the Ramban mentions. It's something else. They both say there is a difference between the case where an ordinary Bezdin passes and where Beznagodl passes, but it's different reasons. Now we have to understand the Rambam's pshat in Reb Shimon and in Reb Elazar. The Rambam passes like Reb Elazar, but it's the same lomdes in Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar, in case where the Yochid who ate Chilev happened to be in the Medina Acheres, so then Reb Elazar agrees with Reb Shimon. Now the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is Bezdin Sheheiru Bishbok V'neidah Lehem Shbogoson Ben Sheiviu Kaparoson Ben Shelo Yiviu Kolo Eise Kifi Roson Sheposhto Berei Vatzibu Me'acha Sheyodu Harei Ze Meivi Oshem Tov Hoiru V'hoyo Lo Yishel B'chol Eis Al Dvorim Shenishachu B'Bezdin V'lo Yishual Harei Ze Kimi Shenistapik Loi Im Choto Eloi Choto במדבר ממורים במי שאויו עם בזן במדינו אבל מי שאירו האירו האירו והולך למדינה אחרס אבל פי שעושה אחר שיות הוא פותר מפני שתולו בהן והרי אפשרו לי שאיר ולא יועיד על הניבלות צריס אבל פי שעדיין יוצא לדרך ויוצא על פיהם מאחר שיות הוא הרי זה פותר. Now there is something that we have to understand in the case where Bez Nagodl passed the Tchil of his Mutter. That Bez Nagodl passed the Tchil of his Mutter, and so the Aloha is Eroso Riva Tzibur Al Piyem, so the Aloha is that every Shevet has to bring Ipa. Has to bring Ipa. Now, so why do they have to bring Ipa? Because of the Aveira. It's a Kapora for the Aveira. So that means that even if Bez Nagodl makes a mistake, so we do not say Bez Nagodl, right or wrong, is always right. Because if we were to say that Bez Nagodl, right or wrong, is always right, why should the Torah be Mechayev the Tzibo to bring the power, what kind of availment they do. They are always right. The answer is, even Beznagot makes a mistake. So the Aloha doesn't become like that just because they made a mistake. But there is Aloha. And the three says, we saw some Nadomora Shayagidu Lohoyom, our Yimin Shehu Smeil, Afilayim Lohoyom, our Yimin Shehu Smeil, Val Smeil Shehu Yimin. So in other words, so the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs explains it. In other words, even if it is Boru Kayim, in the mind of the Talmud Chacham, that he is right, the way it was Boru Kayim to replace Aben Hukenes when he was Chilik HaMechachon, in Tamarach Noye, so the halacha is that the Gzeiras HaBeirei, the Ramban says, that al das reiva bezn, we have to lie, we have to act in accordance with the achroye of Rav Bezn. So memeire, so that means afilim luchal yimin shu ismeil, even if on an ideal level, in the chinuch, in the mitzvah of risoso, now Tatila Shiruho points out that on an ideal level Reb Lezer was right, because the Paschal said halachic Reb Lezer. So that means that on an ideal level Reb Lezer was right, not Reb Yeshua. But still, how do we have to act? According to Reb Yeshua, according to the law. So the Mele, that's because of Afilim Ruchal Yemin Shu Ismail Val Smil Shu Yemin. So why does the Torah Mechayev the tzibur called me pa? What kind of avera did they make? So the pshat is as follows. True. If Beznagod will pass in the tchilim is mutia, and then never will Beznagod reverse itself. So then, even if Lafishmai is galye, that they made a mistake, on an ideal level, they made a mistake, but that's the halacha. Once they made that mistake, so there is aloche afileim l'chol yimin shehu smeil val smeil sheyemin. So that's the aloche. The Torah was given that we should deport ourselves in accordance with the psak, with the psak of Beznagod. So if, let's say, Beznagod would pass the tchilim is muter, and then Beznagod would never realize that they made a mistake, so then they don't have to bring any kapore, because then it's after you have a mission made. But true that the psak of Beznagod is always valid, even if an ideal level it should have been the other way. But that is only if Beznagod ultimately does not reverse itself. But in case where Beznagod originally passed the Chilvis Muter, and then, let's say, a month later, a year later, or 5 years later, so they realize, they discover their own mistake, so then, this is Ikel Mafreya de Hiroi. So Mimele, so it becomes a mistake. So Mimele, so it's Igloya Milsa Le Mafreya. It's Igloya Milsa Le Mafreya that it was a choice. But only if Beznagodl itself reverses itself. But if Beznagodl never finds out that it made a mistake, so even if Lafishmai is Galia at an ideal level, the Psak should have been different the other way. But that's the thing. The Torah was given that we should act in accordance with the Psak of the Beznagodl. Now, there is a Gemore. I once mentioned it. But there is a Gemara in Yume Daf Pei. Gemara in Yume Daf Pei says, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Ho'ichu chelu bizman hazeh, Tzorich sheyichtiv lo yishiyo, Shemo yovei beznacher v'yar v'bishur. So if somebody eats chelu bizman hazeh, he has to write it down on a piece of paper that he ate chelu. Even though my Abishur, in a medim chayu kom, akazai is cotton. So let's say, in other words, he ate less than chotibet. So according to the Roy of Beznagod, He's not high ego. He's not high ego. Still, he should write down on a piece of paper the Tayyiti Kazayiskot. I mean, less Kazayiskot means less. Because why do we say that the Kazayis is Chotzeteitzo? Because Kazayis means you have all kinds of olives. You have small olives, you have big olives, you have average, medium olives. So we say that Zayis means Zayis Beiri. So Zayis Beiri is Chotzeteitzo. But maybe if, let's say, Zayis means Kazayis cotton, so then you'll be higher, be cold, even if he eats less than Tani Chotzeteitzo. So the Gemara asks, "My Yal Mishulim, he named it Mechay Mekol Makazayis Chotun, because he ate less than a Chotzeveitzo. So Mele, according to the lawyer of the contemporary Bezdin, so he's part of a Mekol, but he still has to write it down because maybe in the future time another Bezdin will be Mechadish that Kazayis means Kazayis Chot." So even if it's less than the Chotzi Beitzo, so it's still higher. V'atanye, Hashem Yisrael Senu Mishgobo. V'yoshei, Hashem Midiyosei, Eimei Mikom Malchim Gosei. V'yoshem Midiyosei, Eimei Mikom Malchim Gosei. So why does Rav Elazar say that he has to write down a piece of paper? I ate the size of his eyes cotton. And according to the contemporary person, I don't have to bring a comb, but I want to make a note of it. In case... And a future best will reverse the decision of the contemporary best. And they'll say that Kazayis means Kazayis Kof. So he's Chayev, so then I'll bring a Kom. But even if the future best will reverse the original decision of best, and will say that Kazayis Kof is Chayev for Kazayis Kof, he still should not be Mechuyev. Why? Because at the time when he ate, so what was his assumption? That you are only chayev, that when the Torah asers chaylev, the Torah asers only chaylev that has the size of a chotzibet. But chaylev less than the size of chotzibet, so the Torah doesn't ask. Even though chotzishir is also not Torah, so it's also anyway. But the Rambam says, so from this Gemara it's a riot to the Rambam. That Chotishiros Lator is a new Yisya. It doesn't come within the love. And if somebody will take a Shwe to eat Chotikazayis Nuvela, so the Shwe will have. In other words, we don't say Nishmal Batra Samitzvah, so Yeshua Shov. Because the Aloha Nishmal Batra Samitzvah Yeshua Shov applies only to a Nisar Amfuret Lator. But this is a new Yisya. So as far as the love of Chelem is concerned, so only Kazayis is Osa. But less than Kazayis not. So Mele, when he ate, let's say a third of a beitzo, not every beitzo. So according to the contemporary view, at that time, so it was not osir under the love of chayv. It was not osir. So mele, even if somebody had told him, listen, he ate a b'shekek, but if somebody had reminded him and they told him, you should know that this chatiche is chayv. So he wouldn't have refrained from eating it on the score of the love of Chilev. Because according to the contemporary view, so as far as the love of Chilev is concerned, it doesn't answer a third of a beitz of Chilev, only half a beitz of Chilev. So Mimele, he was not John Midiose. So even if a future person will reverse the decision and will say that a third of a beitz comes within the love, so he still will not be mechuyev to bring the korban, because at the time when he ate the chaylev, had he been reminded that it is chaylev, he wouldn't have refrained from eating it on the score of the love of chaylev. So he's not showing us. He named him chayev the korban makadayis kotten, v'atanya shu yisrael mishkol gavoshe, hashom nidose 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 nidose. So Rav Elazar says, so in case where someone ate, let's say, chaylev bizman hazeh, a third of a beitzo, so he doesn't have to write down. Because even if a future person will reverse the decision and say that a third of a beitzo is a shiur kazayis, so he will still be potter of bringing kom. Because at that time he was not shomer yosef. But when does Rav Elazar say that he has to write down if he ate If he, let's say, Chotzibetzel. So according to the contemporary Psach of Besdin, a Chotzibetzel has the Shilchazites. But he has to mark down, because maybe a future Besdin will pass him, that Kazayis doesn't mean an average Zayis, but it means a very, an excessively large Zayis. So Mimele, even a Chotzibetzel does not have the Shio of Kazayis. Only, let's say, maybe 3/4 of the beitzo, but the chotzi beitzo not, and he ate only chotzi beitzo, so he has to mark down on a piece of paper that he ate only a chotzi beitzo, in case a future person will pass him, that the gezais means 3/4 of the beitzo, so then he will not bring it home. Elo, the will be high become madik gezais got. Alright. Now the Rambam is mashmi that aloha. That Oichu Chibur Bismanazeh Yitzor Shiyefer Shiyo, and there is a very good reason as to why the Rambam is Mashmi that Aloche, because this Agabalozo speaks of the possibility that a future Besdin might reverse the decision of a former Besdin. Now, so how is that possible? I mean, now after Chizimas Talmud, now we have a Psak of the Baruch Chachmi Talmud that Kazayis means Chotzi Beitzo, so Memele, no future Besdin, even B'nei Samashiach, will be in a position to reverse any Psak of the Gemara. That's an impossibility. But Reb Lezer said it in his day, and Reb Lezer was a Maimin, a Hakalei B'choliim Shiyovei, so he anticipated the possibility that maybe Moshiach will come before the Chesimus HaTalmud. And if Moshiach would come before the Chesimus HaTalmud, so Memele, the Bez Nhagotl would be able to reverse certain decisions of the former Bez. Mashiach came now to the Rambam. The Rambam lived after the Chesimus HaTalmud, and the Rambam says that if anyone is Chelek HaMipsak of the Chachmi HaTalmud, is able is also, besides being considered as Lapkeres, so is able is also, so Memele, it's an impossibility that a future person should reverse the decision of Chachmi HaTalmud. But Reb Lezer said that because he believed the Hakalei B'choliim Shiyovei, so he anticipated the possibility. Maybe the next year, so Moshiach will come and there will be before the Chesimus HaTalmud, so maybe the Bez Nagodl will themselves be of the Chachmi HaTalmud. They have a right to be chelik on the decision of a previous Bez. But now it's not relevant. Alright, that's the reason as to why the Rambam is mashmi that halacha. But the Gvuras Ari and Yumed, the Shaisari, asks a kasha against this Gemara. Here the Gemara at first wanted to say, and the Blazer's Din, O Yichel Chilim Yizmanazeh, Tzor Shikhtim Lishio, Shema Yomim Bez Nachim Yav Bishurim. So at first the Gemara had the Yavamini, that my Yav Bishurim, that the Mechayinim, the Mechayim Kol Makazai Skotten, so even if the future Besdin would reverse the decision of the former Besdin, and the future Besdin would say that Kazayis means Kazayis Kotten, so even if one ate just a third of the Beitzo, he's Chayim Korban, but the one who ate it while the decision of the contemporary Besdin was in effect, so he wouldn't have to bring the Korban, because at that time his impression was that you don't have to refrain from eating a Kazayis cotton as far as the love of eating against eating chilek is concerned. So the male is not sure with Yose, but there is a Gemara in here, yes, to the contrary. Gemara Daf Beis on the Dalet, and here it says, "Hey, you bez mishachilev muta, v'nischalef lo yichilev b'shumen, v'yocht." So suppose Bezdin passing that chilev is muta, but then one individual made a mistake and he mistook chilev for shumen. He thought it was shumen, and he ate it. So he didn't eat it because of the eroya of Bezdin. He ate it because he thought that he should, then he found out it was real. So, does he have to bring it home or not? So, Rav Mapota, Rabbi Yechan Machai. So, the Gemara says, Meis, a kashi against Rabbi Yechan, and who he passed like Rabbi Yechan, that he's chai. So, the Gemara asks a kashi, Meis, Mamores Basi, so Pravi Mumer, Rabshim, Medisim, Shabshim, Haraim, Ashur, the son of Mishgog of Oshim, he ate Ashok, Mediose, maybe call Baljim Gosse, Loy Shok, Mediose, maybe call Baljim Gosse. So, there is a loche of Shok, Mediose, that when is a person Yehuyev to bring the Korom Chatos? If he ate Chilev, only if he ate it under such circumstances that had been reminded of his oblivion, he would have refrained from it. But if the circumstances under which he ate Chilev was such that even if at that moment somebody had reminded him of his oblivion, of his mistake, he still would not have refrained from eating. So then, he's not a shogun of Yosei, so he doesn't bring the call. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yechanan say, in the case of Hiru Bez and Shechir of Muta? So every member of the Tzibur is under the, labors under the impact of the notion that you allowed it. And there was one person, Ruvein, who mistook a piece of Chirev for Shumer. And he ate it thinking that it was Shumer. Then he found out it was Chirev. And he also found out that Besdin itself had discovered its mistake. So Rabbi Yechanan says he has to bring a kiss for a korban, but it's not Shogun Yosei, because suppose somebody would have told this person Ruvein, you should know that this is not Shumer as you think, this is Chilev. He would not have refrained from eating it, because at that time there was a lawyer from Besdin that Chilev is alive. So it's not Shogun Yosei. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say it's right? So the Gemara says, so we need to say, Holy Shogun Yosei, you are Rav Popek, so Rabbi Yechanan, Kim Nichilis Yadu Nidine, Hadabu, Vihu Name Hodabe, Shogun Yosei Krinam Be, Vichaye. So he says, the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says Chaye when we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, here is Shogun Yosei. But you ask, at that time, everybody was laboring under the notion that you told why to eat Chilev. The answer is, why was everybody laboring under the notion that it's all right to eat Chilev? Because that was the way of best. But suppose somebody would have told him, listen, first of all, you should know that this chtiche is not Shumer, it's Chilev. And then you should know that the psak of Bezdin is a mistake, it's a toyes, and that Bezdin itself will realize it's a mistake. Then he would have refrained. So Mimele is considered Shumer, the author. This is what the Gemara says. That's the reason why Rabbi Yechanan says Chayev. So the Messiah is the Kashe. So why does the Gemara say, in name of Chayim Kor Makazai Scott, Vatanya Shoshi Sandwich Boba Boshi, Ashob Midiose, name of Kor Malchu Gosse, Loishob Midiose, name of Kor Malchu Gosse, some Mele, why should he mark down on a piece of paper that he ate only a third of a page, or in case a future best would reverse the decision of the former best and would say that Zayis means Zayis Cotton and the third of the Beitzah represents a Kazayis and is higher, so then you'll bring a Korban, even if the future Bezdin will pass him, that the third of the Beitzah is a Kazayis, he still will not be mechuyev to bring a Korban, because at the time when he ate it, the circumstances were such that had he been reminded of his oblivion, of his mistake, so he would not have refrained on the score of the love of Chilev, because at that time he was laboring under the notion that when the Torah asks Chilev, the Torah asks only chotzi beitz of Chilev, but a third of a beitz of Chilev the Torah doesn't ask. But the Gemara says here that in view of the fact that if somebody would have reminded him and would have told him, listen, this is Chilev, it's not Shumer, and number two, that Beznagodl itself will realize that it made a mistake, so then it's considered shocking the Yosei. So here too, if somebody would just tell him, listen, if somebody would have told him, you are eating Chilev, but he would also have told him, in 5 years from now, a future Bezdin would reverse this decision and will say that a third of a Beitzah constitutes a kazalis, so then he would have refrained, so he should become Sinach of Minosa. That's the kasha of the Shaksali. So the Shaksali, the Kurasarini Yume, says a very remarkable talent. He says there is a difference between the Gemara, the case in Heres Dabbeis, and the case in Yume Dabbeis. In Heres Dabbeis, the Gemara has reference to the case where Besdin paskened the Chelev is Muter, and ultimately the same Besdin reversed itself. That not the future Besdin, not the Besdin Achel, but the same Besdin, let's say a month later, the same Besdin realized that it had made a mistake. So, but here, the Gemara in Yume has reference to the case where the Besdin that paskened, that Kazayis means Kazayis Beni, which is Chotzibetzo, and he never reversed itself. But in future case, the Gemara visualizes a case where a future case, not the same case, a future case, years later, it can be 50 years later, 100 years later. So a future case reversed the decision of a former case. But the Besdin that paskened, that Kazayis does not mean Kazayis Kotni. Kazayis means Kazayis Beinoni, and therefore less than Chotzi Beitzo is not Oseh under the law of Chelev. So that Besdin never reversed itself. Only a different Besdin. So that's the difference. He says that when the same Besdin reverses itself, so then it's Mivatel. The Hiroya Limafreya, as if it didn't exist. Mashain came when the future Besdin reverses itself. Now there is Aloche that Rashi mentions of Chumash. That's the Droshe in the Sefri. Ala Sheifit Hashem Yiyah Bayom Yimayim. Ein Lecho Elo Sheifit Chibi Yomech. So that means that every Jew is bound by the decision of his contemporary Besdin. And the Jew cannot say, well, a former Besdin passed into that a different way. I'm going to conform to the psak of a former Besdin. Because there is Aloche Elasheifeit Ashadiyah Bayom Mohei. Ein Lecho Elasheifeit Shviyomech. So Mele, in the case where the same contemporary Besdin reversed itself, so then it's Eikadi Royal Mafreya. Mashein Kei, where the same Besdin never reversed itself. But a new Besdin, 50 years later, a new Besdin reversed the decision of a former Besdin. So then, true, the Jews will be living in that day, they will have to follow up the psak of the new Besdin. But, so, because of Ashivit Ashadiyah Bayom Mayim, but it's not taken by Yehoye Lemafreya, it's taken by Yehoye only in Tavahabe. So Memele, the Gemara in here is, when the Gemara has the Kashi against Rabbi Yechon, how can Rabbi Yechon say, in the case of Yehoye Besdin, Shechim and Muta, Vinishal of Rechim and Mishumen? So then he found out of his mistake. So Rabbi Yechon says, and we pass by Rabbi Yechon, that he has to bring a korban, but he's not showing me the osay, because at the time when he, the chilev, had somebody reminded him that it's chilev not shumen, he would not have refrained. So he's not showing me the osay. So the Gemara gives the teret. Here we are dealing with a case where the same Besdin that passed through that first, that chilev is muter. Ultimately, the same Besdin, the same people who composed the Besdin, ultimately discovered their mistake. So the mailer, that is a kaya, the royal mafreya. So that means that Chelev was also all the time. He just made a mistake. So Chelev was also all the time. So Memele is Shomid Yosef. Mashein came in the case in Yumed Afbei, where the same Besdin never reversed its decision that Kazayis means Kazayis Beinoni. So, but a later Besdin reversed the decision of the former Besdin and said that Kazayis means Kazayis Kotni. So that means the one waited, he was bound by the decision of his contemporary Besdin. So the Mele, he didn't have to refrain, even if somebody, let's say Inovi, had been standing there. And Inovi, Biruch HaKedesh, would tell that person, now listen, don't eat this chatiche, number one, don't think that it's human, it's chile. And number two, don't rely on the psak of the contemporary Bezdin that the Torah answers only a kazayis benini. No, 50 years later there'll be a new Bezdin and they will pass that the Torah answers a kazayis cotton too. So even if he had been told at that time, he wouldn't have been obligated to refrain. Because at that time, the decision of his contemporary Bezdin, was that Chilev is Mutter. I mean that, not Mutter, I mean under the law. So that Chilev. So Chilev less than the Chotzi Beit. So he's not Oser under the law. It's Oser as Chotzi Shio under a new Iser, an Iser Eser of Kol Chilev. But it's not Oser under the score of the law. So Mimele, he's not Chotzi the Oser. So he's not Chotzi the Oser. This is the Teretz of the Shaksai. Now, there is one difficulty in this Teretz of Shaksai. So, of course, as far as the Chiddush of the Shaksai is concerned, that there is a fundamental distinction between the case where the same person reverses itself, then it nullifies the Hiroye ab initio, so that is null and void as if it had not existed. In the case where a future Bezdin reverses the decision of a former Bezdin, so then it only changes the law with Anglahabe, not with Mafreya. That's all right. But the question is this, if this is so, that when a future Bezdin reverses the decision of a former Bezdin, so it only changes the law with Anglahabe, it doesn't nullify the Roaz Bezdin with Mafreya, so why does the Gemara have to base it upon the principle of Shavu Midiosei? Why does Gemara have to resort to the Aloch of Shavu Midiosei? If there is Aloch El HaShevet HaShevyeh V'Yom Yerahim, El Echol HaShevet Shev Yomecha, so every Jew is bound by the decision of his contemporary Bezdin. And even if someone will know that 50 years later, Bezdin HaGadol will reverse this decision, but right now the law is in accordance with the decision of the contemporary Bezdin. Only later on the law will be different. But right now the law is the way the contemporary Bezdin says. So Mimele, the person was not even the Tlav of Chilev. Even if Inovi had reminded him and had revealed to him, you should know that 50 years later a future Bezdin will change the law. So then it will be changed. But right now the law is the way that this Bezdin says. Afleimun chal yimin shu smeil, val smeil shu yimin. So Mimele, the Gemara should ask, there is no Aveire. The Gemara doesn't ask because there is no Aveire, but because it's not Shom Midiose, not that there is no Aveire. So the answer is now, you know, there are two kinds of Mafreya. No, that I mentioned in the Shir on Yevomes. Reb Chaim says it in regard to Miyum. So the aloha is, if the Kedushin took place in the Chabonon, let's say, if Iktano, Eisemo was Nishkacho, Al Yideimo, so then the Kedushin is only taken in the Chabonon, so then the Chachonim are misakein, that the Iktano can say, Bifnishleisho, Bifnishnayim, and Machlekes, and the Reitzim Flame, that's an annulment. In other words, it's not. So that is Eikal Mafrei. So that's the Rambam says, even though Miun is Eikal Mafreya, but suppose he supported her. He supported her. They were married, let's say, for 5 years. She was Itano. And they were married for 5 years, and he gave her, let's say, $10,000 in support. Then she was mine. So then the husband claims back all the support. After all, she is going to Eikal Mafreya. It's a glory milk Mafreya that she was never his wife. It's when the marriage is an old Mafreya. So Mimele, he demands all the support back, so he's not entitled to get it back. So Chaim explains it. Why not? After all, if it annuls the marriage with Mafreya, so that means she was never his wife. So whatever money she got for support, it wasn't owing to her. So he should be entitled to recover it. So why is the halacha that he cannot recover it back from her? So, Rav Chaim says that even though annulment, and even though miun is eikal mafreya, but it doesn't mean that it annuls the marriage, the kedushin, ad initio, as if it never had existed. It means that in respect to all mitam l'habedike in yonim, so it's considered as if there had been no kedushin, but in respect to l'mafreyedike in yonim, so we do not say there was no kedushin. There was no kedushin. So mumele, so in regard to the iser arayas, now if one marries a woman, so it becomes osea to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter. They are seven women that are osea when one marries a woman. So if somebody divorces his wife, so he's still osea to marry her sister. But if she was mimaye, so then he's allowed to marry her sister, her mother. Why? Because it's ekel mafreya. So here we are concerned with the mikanul habedikinyan. Is he allowed, after she is mimaye, is the former husband allowed to marry her sister? Achiz b'shosi is osa. But achiz mimaye is mutaris. Why? Because it's ekel mafreya. So it's ekel mafreya in relation to all future yonim. Now, if the shailin is whether now he's allowed, after the meal had taken place, is he allowed to marry the sister of the Mayanis? So we say yes. It's not like Achiz Kushasi. Achiz Kushasi, so that means she was his wife, even in respect to all future yoni. She is considered to have been married to him up to the Gerash. But now the delicious terminated. But in respect to all future questions. But when she took support from him, so it's not a future union. So in respect to yonim that were passed already, so then we do not say that it's ekel mafreya as if it didn't exist. Now that's the rabbi. Now, so Rav Chaim mentions it in connection with certain rises also. Now, we have a loch that the chochom is in kainelo mafreya. A chochom is in kainelo mafreya. And the baal, so we have a machlekes in the Gemara. The one my Goma says, baal megas gaias. So if the baal is made for nidre ishtei, so it only is mevatel the neder, and it cannot happen. And the one my Goma says, nekelot. So still we see that there is a difference between Akoras Abal, Yitre Korit Mandoma, that Meikaroka, and Hatoras Chocha. For example, if an Ishe, if a woman, says, Harimi Nizir, and then, that's a Roch, one woman, one married woman, says Harimi Nizir. Then another woman, also a married woman, so says, no, it doesn't have, the second woman doesn't have to be married. Can even be a pnui. And the second woman said, Leah says, Harini Kemes. So she is matris in Roch. And then the husband of Rochel, then the Chochel is matir the neder of Rochel. So then the Leah, who was matris in Rochel, is allowed to be Sheziyan. Why? Because Chochom is Eikal Mafrei. Chocham is ikam afreya, so that means that she never was in Izira. She never was in Izira. So when Leah was matris in Rochel, in whom was she matris? In Inom Izira. She said, Achemi kebeiso. Now it's after the Chocham was matir the neder of Rochel, so it's going with some afreya that Rochel was never in Izira. Never. So Memele, so Leah is also the tense. But if the Chocham was not matir, the Kabbalah's Niziris of Rochel. But the husband of Rochel was made for the Neder, so even according to Mandomar that make a Roka, so Rochel is allowed to drink wine, but Leah is not allowed to drink wine. The question is why? So Rav Chaim says the same thing. I mean, it's not in the same place. The piece about Miun, so that is in the same. But this is not the same. So he says there is a difference between Atoras Rochel and Atoras Baal, even according to Mandomar that Baal is made Roka. Hatoras Chochem so takes effect because the Chochem, when he says mutaloch, so then the whole neder becomes retroactively neder mitoris. Al die Pesach, al die Harote, so in the Chochem, the Chochem Mumche, or the Gimlayetes, when they say Mutaloch, Mutaloch, so that's a Yeroi. And then it retroactively becomes a Verabitoyes. A Verabitoyes is no letter, it's null and void, ab initio, from the very beginning. But a Baal has a Keach to annul the letter. So according to one Doma, it's only Tal Havu. But according to one Mandoma, it's Mekaroka. It's mafreya, but even according to Mandoma, it's mekaraka. It doesn't mean that he nullifies it ab initio from the very beginning. In other words, in respect to all mitam lahavet kinyonim, it is considered as if the nether had not been taken. So the mele, she is allowed to drink wine, but in respect to the hatfosa that took place before the afore, that's already a past thing yet. So then we do not say there was no kavod nisiras. So anyway, so we have two kinds of l'mafreya. We have one kind of l'mafreya where it is null and void, ab initio, and we have another kind of l'mafreya. We have another kind of l'mafreya where it's not null and void ab initio, but like miun of iktamo. So in other words, in respect to all future yonim, so it has retroactive effect. But in respect to past yonim, let's say the support that you already recovered, so we do not say that it's null and void. That's null and void. So Mimele, if the Bezd Nago, the same Bezd, reverses his decision, it discovers its mistake, so then it's Mivatul Mafreya, and it notifies the Yoye of the same Bezd Nab initially. From the very beginning, as if a Yeroye did not exist. So the Meila the Gemara in Heres has reference to the case where the same Bezdin ultimately had found out its mistake. So the Meila, if somebody, let's say, had told that person, you should know that the same Bezdin would discover its mistake, so then he would have to refrain from it. Because when the same Bezdin reverses itself, so then, it nullifies the decision, its own decision ab initio. It invalidates it as if it hadn't existed. But Mashiach came in the case where a future Bezdin refers to the decision of the former Bezdin. So then it doesn't nullify the Yehoye of the former Bezdin ab initio. It doesn't nullify. It doesn't nullify it ab initio because there is a halacha, Allah shevet asheviyeh b'yom ha'ein. So just as relative to the Jews who live in the time of the future Bezdin, so they are bound by the